Hi, I'm Avery Elfelt, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media, KHNS, where I work in Haines, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news on Alaska News Nightly or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $88.65 per barrel to $89.61 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate rose from $85.15 per barrel to $85.23 per barrel. Fast food restaurants have ebbed and flowed in and out of Alaska for decades. And in the capital city, the list of failed fast food chains is much longer than success stories. But why is it so hard to run a profitable chain in Alaska? KTOO's Clarice Larson went in search of an answer in Juneau.
Beyond Subway, McDonald's, and three pizza chains, Domino's, Papa John's, and Papa Murphy's, you won't find any other fast food options in Alaska's capital city. Some residents, like Ked Judson, who was grabbing a Subway sandwich during a recent lunch hour, wish they had more options.
Well, you know, Taco Bell, Burger King, or Arby's, or, you know, we see the commercials, but we're always stuck with just the one McDonald's, and there used to be other stuff. So I think there's still room for more.
He's right, partly. Juneau once had popular chains like Taco Bell, Burger King, and Wendy's. And some even had multiple locations. But they came and went. Any day of the week, you can pull up to McDonald's in Juneau and grab a Big Mac and fries. It's right by the McNugget intersection.
Hello, order when you're ready.
At one time, there were two McDonald's in Juneau. The first, which still exists today, opened in 1982 near the airport. In the early years, corporate officials said it sold more hamburgers and fries in its first week than any other store in the company's history. 4 years later, a second McDonald's opened downtown. That one closed in 2010. There's no Taco Bell in Juneau today, but at one time there were two. Wendy's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Time, Burger King, and Baskin Robbins. They all came and went by the mid-90s. Burger King even had a food truck, but that was shut down by the mid-90s too.
It's interesting when you look historically at Juneau. I mean, McDonald's is sort of the sole success story, right?
That's Bruce Denton, who opened the two-story Senate building downtown in 1982 and still owns it today. Wendy's and Burger King had locations there in the 80s. Denton says the downtown area is tough for restaurants in general, but especially fast food, because you can't put in a drive-thru and there's not enough foot traffic.
They clearly weren't getting enough traffic, particularly in the winter. And you think about the cruise ship passengers, they're one thing about the cruises is that they're royally fed, right? So there are not a lot of tourists that are scrambling in to eat.
One of the few fast food restaurants in Juneau that has passed the test of time is Subway. Its owner is Assemblymember Wade Bryson. He says owning any business in Juneau is tough, but trying to make money in fast food here is like walking a razor-thin wire.
What do you call a business without profit? You call it closed. It is hands down one of the most challenging locations in the United States to operate a business.
Bryson took over the two existing Subway restaurants in Juneau in 2004, one in the valley and one downtown. The downtown location burned down less than a year later. Now he just has one Subway in town. He says, like many businesses in Juneau, fast food restaurants deal with three big issues: inflated prices, lack of housing, and a struggle to find workers. To make a profit, he says he typically needs to charge about 30% more than what a Subway sandwich would cost in the lower 48.
The cost of food is just escalating literally on a daily basis. And in Alaska, the housing crisis, which led to the employment crisis, which led to the wage crisis, which has now compounded the housing crisis, which is compounding the wage crisis. I mean, it's all just circling together.
None of this is new. Even back in 1995, former McDonald's owner and operator Mike White told the Juneau Empire that finding employees in Juneau was tough. Dale Martins, the former vice president of the Anchorage Taco Bell of Alaska, was quoted in a story saying that staffing in Juneau, quote, has always been a challenge. Bryson says the demand for fast food in Juneau hasn't gone away, but running a restaurant in Juneau, and in most parts of Alaska, often just doesn't pencil out.
I wish I had a dollar for every person that asked me to open up Taco Bell again here in town. I would have had enough money to do it.
So no, Bryson has no plans to open a Taco Bell in Juneau. He's just focused on making sure he can keep his one Subway restaurant profitable. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.